Chapter 18. Shepherd Life, the Care of Sheep and Goats. Sheep in the Land of Israel. Large number of sheep in Palestine. From the days of Abraham down to modern times, sheep have abounded in the Holy Land. The Arabs of Bible lands have largely been dependent through the centuries upon sheep for their living. The Jews of Bible times were first shepherds and then farmers, but they never abandoned entirely their shepherd life. The large number of sheep in the land can be understood when it is realized that Job had 14,000 sheep, Job 42 verse 12, and that King Solomon at the temple's dedication sacrificed 120,000 sheep, 1 Kings 8 verse 63. Fat-tailed sheep, the variety mostly in use. The fat tail provides reserve strength for the sheep, much like the hump does on a camel. There is energy in the tail. When the sheep is butchered, this fatty tail is quite valuable. People will buy the tail or part of it and use it for frying. That this variety of sheep was in use in ancient times is seen by references in the Pentateuch to the fat tail of the sheep. Also, thou shalt take of the ram the fat and the fat tail, and the fat that covereth the inwards, Exodus 29, verse 22. The fat tail entire he shall take away hard by the backbone, Leviticus 3, verse 9. The shepherd. Youngest boy, often the shepherd. The youngest boy in the family becomes shepherd of the sheep, especially when the Arab peasant is a shepherd as well as being a farmer of grain. As the older son grows up, he transfers his energies from sheep raising to helping the father with sowing, plowing, and harvesting the crops, and passes on the shepherd's task to the next younger boy. And so the job is passed from older to younger until the youngest of all becomes the family shepherd. Such must have been the custom when Jesse raised his family of 8 sons. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." 1 Samuel 16, verse 11. David, being the youngest of 8 sons, became the family shepherd. His experiences as a shepherd lad were often used to illustrate his beautiful psalms. His shepherd psalm has become the classic of the ages. The shepherd's garb. The dress of an Arab shepherd lad is a simple tunic of cotton that is girded round his body by a leathern girdle, and his outer garment, called abba, is often of camel's hair, like that of John the Baptist, Matthew 3, verse 4. The abba keeps the boy warm, is able to shed the rain, and at night is used as a blanket in which to wrap himself. The shepherd's scrip. This is a bag made of dried skin. When he leaves home to go and tend the sheep, his mother will put into it some bread, cheese, dried fruit, and probably some olives. It was into this bag that David placed the 5 smooth stones when he went to battle with the giant Goliath. 1 Samuel 17, verse 40. The shepherd's rod. It is like a policeman's club. It is often made of oak wood and has a knob on the end of it. Into this knob, nails are sometimes driven so as to make a better weapon. It is very useful for protection, and no shepherd would be without it. It was no doubt the rod that David used in protecting his sheep from wild animals, 1 Samuel 17, verses 34 to 36. He mentions both the rod and the staff in his shepherd's psalm, Psalm 23, verse 4. The prophet Ezekiel refers to the custom of the sheep passing under the shepherd's rod for the purpose of counting or inspecting them. "I will cause you to pass under the rod," Ezekiel 20, verse 37. The law of Moses speaks of tithing the flock for a specific purpose at such a time. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Leviticus 27 verse 32. To do this, Jewish writers tell us that the shepherd allowed the animals to come by him as they would under the rod at a narrow entrance. The head of the rod was dipped into some coloring fluid and was allowed to come down upon every tenth one that passed by, thus marking him as the one to be given to the Lord for sacrificial purposes. The scepter, which the ancient kings of the East usually had with them, had its origin in the shepherd's rod. Kings were considered to be shepherds of their people. Thus, the scepter or rod of the king became a symbol of protection, power, and authority. Young translates Micah 7 verse 14, "Rule thou thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine inheritance." The shepherd's staff. David mentions the staff along with the rod in his shepherd's psalm, Psalm 23 verse 4. It is a stick 5 or 6 feet long, and sometimes, but not always, has a crook at the end of it. It is used like Western men would use a cane or walking stick. It is useful in handling the sheep and also for protection. The shepherd's sling. It was a simple affair, being composed of 2 strings of sinew, rope, or leather, and a receptacle of leather to receive the stone. It was swung a time or two around the head, and then was discharged by letting go one of the strings. The shepherd, in addition to using his sling against wild animals or robbers, found it very handy in directing the sheep. A stone could be dropped close to a sheep that was lagging behind and startle it into coming along with the rest of the flock. Or if one would get away in another direction, then a stone would be slung so as to drop just beyond the straying sheep and thus bring him back. It was the shepherd's sling that young David used in slaying the giant Goliath, 1 Samuel 17 verses 40 through 49. In her plea to David, Abigail was no doubt contrasting 2 items of his shepherd's equipment when she said, "The soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling." 1 Samuel 25 verse 29. The bundle of life could be translated either the pouch of life or the bag of life, and most probably referred to the shepherd's scrip. David's enemies were to be like the stones in his sling, being that which was used to be thrown away, and whereas David's soul would be like the provisions in his scrip, which were to be kept and guarded by the Lord himself. The shepherd's flute. A dual-piped flute of reed is generally carried by the Arab shepherd. It is true that minor strains of music come from this flute, but the heart of the shepherd is stirred, and the sheep of the flock are refreshed by the invigorating music that comes from this simple instrument. There can be little question but that David used such an instrument when he was with his flock, in the same way the shepherd lads have done for centuries around Bethlehem. It is of interest to know that the word in the Arabic language, which is the equivalent of the Hebrew word for psalm, is mazmur, which means played on a pipe or flute.